You're now listening to the English news of Kang Tao Radio and Television Station. On February 16, Kang Tao City People's Committee organized a conference on implementing tasks after the Lunar New Year 2024. Chairman of Kang Tao City People's Committee, Mr. Zheng Wei-Chung, attended and directed at the conference. According to Mr. Zheng Wei-Chung, 2024 will be a year of great expectations for Kang Tao City, as well as a year of acceleration toward the term's objective. Beginning on the first day of the new year, the City People's Committee will oversee the synchronous, thorough, targeted, and crucial implementation of social-economic development tasks in the region. All levels, sectors, and localities must be genuinely dynamic, creative, self-assured, and courageous in their thinking and actions. Simultaneously, keep working to guarantee that everything is completed on time. Strong commitment to completing work. Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Kang Tao City Party Committee and leaders of the committees, city officials recently visited businesses in Kairang District on the occasion of the beginning of the Lunar New Year. The city leaders expressed their appreciation for the previous year's successes through the reports of Tang Keng Kai Kui and Vinataba, Philip Morris Company. They hoped that the units would continue to produce and conduct business efficiently, thereby contributing to the city's development. Many economic sectors are predicted to resume their ascent in 2024, and this year will be crucial for accomplishing all of the term's goals and objectives. City officials have faith and hope in business units. The industry keeps pushing itself to reach the greatest heights and helps the City Party Committee finish its duty for the full 2020-2025 period. City officials also wish prosperity, happy families, and good health to every unit on this auspicious first day of spring. Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Kang Tao City Party Committee and the delegation, also visited and wished Happy New Year to the Management Board and International Committee of Traditional Historical and Cultural Relics in the area. The delegation paid a visit to the Management Board and the International Committee of the Thượng Thành Communal House in Kairang District, the Phú Luông and Thới Luông Communal Houses in Ô Môn District, the Nam Nhã Pagoda National Historical Relic in Bình Thủy District, and the Thới Bình Communal House Architectural and Artistic Relic in Ninh Kiều District. The city officials paid thoughtful visits to each location, wished everyone a Happy New Year, and encouraged the Management Board and Relics Committees to carry on preserving folk cultural events. They also encouraged and expressed gratitude to those who had helped with land cremation, land opening, village development, and building. On the afternoon of February 16, the Department of Industry and Trade organized a delegation to visit HD Bank, Kang Tao branch, to connect banks and businesses in the city, to support enterprises have convenient access to credit capital, to serve rice production and export activities. According to a spokesman of Thinh Phát Food Processing Company Limited, the company only exports 4,000 to 6,000 tons per day because of a lack of finance. To increase operating capital and improve export possibilities, the company wants to establish connections with banks and credit institutions. According to HD Bank Kang Tao Branch, independent auditing of business financial statements is crucial for the bank to properly serve businesses. The City Department of Industry and Trade Director, Mr. Ha Wu-sheng, recommended that banks work with businesses to resolve issues and barriers so that the latter can create the ideal environment for them to grow and resume production. The Meteorological Agency predicts that heat will continue to occur on a large scale in the eastern provinces and some places in the southwestern provinces on the weekend, with the highest temperatures ranging from 35 to 37 degrees Celsius, in some places above 37 degrees Celsius. It is forecasted that hot weather will persist in the eastern provinces and certain areas of the southwestern provinces. The eastern region experiences the highest temperatures, which range from 35 to 37 degrees Celsius in some location. In the western region, there are locations where temperatures reach 35 to 36 degrees Celsius. The hours of 12 to 16 are the hottest of the day. The Southern Hydrometeorological Station also states that the south dry season peaks between January and March. Specifically, March will have less rain than usual for several years, with very little unseasonal precipitation during the early part of the month. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.